Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Happy Independence Day, America. I'm saying, if you hear me say happy 4th of July, I know what day it is. I know it's June 5th, but still, we're still celebrating the 4th of July. And that's just, you know, that's just our term for Independence Day here in America. And I'll tell you what, small business owners, in my opinion, this day, this celebration that we're having right now is the most important one for you and me as small business owners, because without independence, there would have been no liberty as we know it today. And without liberty, there would have been no ability to take advantage of the risks that you and I take, to be able to accumulate, to acquire, to own our failures and our successes. There would have been no ability to do that without this. What happened on this day when those 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. And somebody who knows all about that, who's got the history in his mind, in his career, he's been a great member of our Brain Trust for over 12 years now. He's been the resident historian of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen, is a professor of history at Hillsdale College. He's the author of Empire Builders, also The Myth of the Robber Barons, both well-respected books. And in his new book, New Deal or Raw Deal, which is really gaining momentum, he's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Dr. Bert Folsom, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you again.
It's good to have you back. Bert, I was talking about, I just wonder how many small business owners stop for a moment and think, hey, this celebration, the 4th of July, Independence Day in America, this is a big deal for who I am, for what I am able to do, for my ability to say, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to own my own business. And if I'm successful, I'm going to own it, keep it, and pass it on to my children. Without today, without what happened today, what happened yesterday on the 4th of July, 1776, Bert, we wouldn't have the ability, I doubt. What do you think?
No, you're right. And the founders, that whole founding generation, was skeptical of tyranny. They were skeptical of concentrating power in one source.
So much so that it led them to also be skeptical, many of them, of a central government.
Well, they were. And the separation
not all of them.
Powers.
Not all of them. But many of them did.
Yeah. The separation of powers reflected their idea that that human nature is not to be trusted too deeply, and that liberty is best preserved when power is diffused. It's broken up, divided
right
into a variety of spots.
And where did they get those ideas? Did that come from Greece?
Well,
where did they get those ideas?
To some extent, it did. Greece and Rome, because they saw what happened when power was concentrated there.
Right.
But a lot of some of it was biblical, and some of it was from John Locke and Montesquieu.
What did those guys tell them?
Montesquieu talked about the separation of powers. Locke talked about the right to the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness. With natural rights comes from the Bible also, and from Locke, the idea
those rights came from these inalienable rights come from our Creator.
They do.
Those were the words in the Declaration of Independence.
Right. I mean, you look at the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal.
Right.
So you have a right to your property, right? I mean, if God says thou shalt not steal, then you have a right to your property.
Exactly.
If it says thou shalt not kill or thou shalt not murder, then you have a right to life.
Right.
And so you deduce these rights. They come from God. They don't come from government. They come from God. And the founders then put into writing and put into code there the rights that we are granted, and the government to protect those rights, not to centralize power and do things for people.
You know, Bert, we watched the John Adams series when it came on first.
Yes.
And it's been on. It was on HBO one hour after the other over the weekend, and we recorded that, and we're working back through it. And I don't know how much of this is Hollywood. I think they try to do a pretty good job of making it accurate. But when Franklin and Adams were talking to Jefferson about the document, and Adams was complimenting Jefferson on the declaration, Jefferson said this, at least in the program, he said this. He said, "I mean every word of it." And I come back to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit.
He didn't say you have an inalienable right to happiness.
Right.
He said you have the right to pursue happiness. And when we come back after these messages, I want you to talk to us about that and how we need to get back to that, I think, more and more in America. That's one of the things maybe we've gotten run off. We've run off the rails a little bit on. Bert Folsom is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. And by the way, when we come back, a little special music. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Welcome back. It's 17 till. No, actually, probably by now it's actually 16 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And you were just obviously, you know what that song was. Bert Folsom is our guest, Dr. Bert Folsom, the author of New Deal or Raw Deal. Bert, I can't listen to that song. Whenever that song is played, I come to attention. I put my heels together. I stand erect, and I sing the song if it's possible. I was singing it as it was just playing right just now, and when that flourish happens, oh say does that start? When that flourish happens, I started to take the cough button off and start singing over the song, Bert. When that flourish happens, how can you not get a tingle?
Well, especially knowing that now that of course was the War of 1812 where that was written, but the context
later.
On
yes.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. had just been burned by the British.
Yeah.
The city had
including the White House.
Including the White House. Now, we had a few guys who were able to save some documents in the midst, but we had a real burning there in D.C. Then the British march toward Baltimore, and they're going to take the coast, and we're set at Fort McHenry.
Yeah.
And we have the flag up high there, and the British are bombing Fort McHenry. Francis Scott Key was taken aboard. He was a lawyer trying to negotiate for a prisoner, and they keep him on board the ship. So he's watching the bombing. He's an American, but he's watching the bombing and the excitement, because if the British take Fort McHenry, we're likely
right
to lose the war. It's pretty much gone. And if we lose the war, then the treaty, we're going to have to give up a lot of land. We're going to lose face in the world. The liberties that our founders fought for in 1776 are going to be diminished.
Mm-hmm.
Are going to be diminished. But he sees that flag still there. We survived the onslaught of the rockets and the bombs that the British leveling Baltimore. And then that got us enough daylight to get Andrew Jackson into gear so that the next time the British came in at New Orleans,
right,
we won a fantastic victory.
1814, I took a little trip.
Hey, you and I are one of the... That was 50 years ago. 51 years ago.
At least, yeah.
51 years ago. But, you know, that's something we miss. Our songs, whether it's a Star-Spangled Banner, but that song was a popular song that was a number one song, and it was about the War of 1812 and Andrew Jackson.
You think about all this, folks, is just more information more foundation, more critical mass of the people who have gone before us. And Bert, I said earlier in the hour, we stand on their shoulders.
We do.
We stand. I heard Maya Angelou say that one time. She said, "We stand on the shoulders of our grandparents, and we stand on the shoulders of those people, Bert, who, you know, they didn't. Their language wasn't fancy. There wasn't a lot of nuances in their lives in those days. Things were pretty simple. They either lived or they died. You know, I mean, they were right out there, Nick, real close to the earth, and yet, yes. And yet they understood what was going on from the standpoint of liberty. I mean, there's apparently, Bert, there was something about crossing that ocean and coming over here and carving out a place in the frontier.
Right.
There was something about that that made them say, you know what, as crude and rude and dangerous as this is what I want. I want to keep it myself, and I don't want some king to tell me what I have to do.
Well,
there was something about that, wasn't there?
There was.
The passage.
And what they created was an environment of liberty that had more people come. More people came to the United States in the century after that Star-Spangled
right.
Banner was written and played than anywhere else in the world at any time.
Yeah. And that pursuit of happiness, and we've taken that, haven't we? Isn't that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, isn't that something that we've not perfected, but we have maximized it in this country in over 234 years, and we have done something else, Bert, that I think is so important to the world, and that is we've exported life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We've either exported it directly by delivering it and installing it, or we've exported it as an idea. What do you think?
Well, I think it's when it's as an idea, it's at its best, because sometimes people have to want to import it
right.
rather than have us export it.
Right.
And if we can stand here as the city on the hill, which is what John Winthrop and the founders wanted, and show them what can be accomplished in a nation that has that kind of liberty, then I think we've really done our job in the best possible way.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, when I say delivered it and installed it, I was thinking of the wars that we were drawn in,
yes.
have been drawn into.
Right.
World War I, World War II, et cetera, et cetera. And America should not – we don't – the thing is, America, with this idea that we're talking about, I mean, we don't have to be a nation builder.
Right.
Because the idea is enough, as you said.
It is. It is. And other nations who have taken that idea and run with it, some have done better than others. You know, Mexico copied what we had
right.
and then made a mess out of it. There's something that we had there with the background and the education.
Yep. I'm telling you, Bert, it was the passage. It was that 3,000-mile passage. Quick break. Bert Folsom and I will be right back. Happy Independence Day. Tintel, stay with us.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. But today we're talking about independence. We're talking about America's independence and the ultimate independence of many other people around the world. Bert Folsom is our guest. Bert's our good friend, an original founding member of our Brain Trust over 12 years. Now that he's been a member of our Brain Trust, Bert, we thank you for those 12 years, and we hope
it's
we have a bunch
more.
It's
fun working with you, Jim.
Well, we enjoyed having you, and we've enjoyed you being the resident historian here. He's the author of the new book, The New Deal or Raw Deal. It's an outstanding book, folks. It's really making waves, how FDR's economic legacy has damaged America. Burton Folsom, Jr., New Deal or Raw Deal. Bert's available wherever books are sold, right?
That's right, and of course, Amazon.com does a good business, too.
Is it? Do you have a website for it as well?
I do, BertFolsom.com, BertFolsom.com.
Right. So check that out, folks. And by the way, you're going to be back on, you've been on Glenn Beck one time already, and you're going to be back on soon, right?
Yes, this Friday.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about entrepreneurs, Jim.
And that'll be good. I'm glad he's focusing on that, because without what has happened today, 234 years ago, or yesterday, 234 years ago, there would be no entrepreneurship as we know it.
Well, that's right, and that it's the liberty that was created. The climate of ideas, Jim, is so important, and that's part of what your show is trying to do, is create a climate where liberty will prevail rather than having government solutions to political problems.
Well, and see, the other thing is, a lot of people keep saying, what is the government doing for small business? Well, see, I don't want the government to do anything for small business. I just want them to get out of our way. If government would get out of the way of small business,
right,
and not be talking about, you know, jawboning the marketplace down, the businesses, making businesses out to be the bad guys. If we could have that, get out of our way and have some positive attitudes about business, especially small business, I think we could turn this thing around. But as in the current environment, I talk to small business owners all across the country, Bert, and they're just not very encouraged about the way things are going right now.
Well, we
that's the reason they're not hiring.
In the high unemployment rate, that we simply have straddled them with so many regulations. We've imposed a health care bill. Hopefully we can get rid of it. But those kinds of things make people hesitant to expand their business.
Right, that's right. Bert, what when World War II ended,
right?
Since World War II ended, it's my understanding that somewhere around 120 democracies have sprung up around the world.
Okay,
and over 100, and that's clearly part of the legacy of July 4th, 1776, isn't it?
Well, we were the first and to break away from a mother country to establish individual liberty and then perpetuate it. It's amazing that we set the model, and we haven't had any others that have had this kind of success.
Well, and so this is a very important thing. That's the reason why I've said before that Winthrop called it the shining beacon on the hill.
Yeah, the city on a hill.
But we've exported something else. Not only concept of democracy, of a republic, of liberty. We've also exported entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Because this is another thing that was created in America, and even today, Bert. Countries, well-established countries. 3 years ago, or four maybe, I was invited to go to Denmark to talk to them about how come Americans are so entrepreneurial. How could they become more entrepreneurial? Denmark, for goodness sakes.
Right. Yeah, the United States has been the model, and I think part of it is that overseas travel that we got the people with the ingenuity, with the idea that we can do something and we want to accomplish something and not just stay in Europe and do what your parents did.
And we didn't have any baggage either, though. See, that's the other thing. That's what the problem is in Europe, is they've got a lot of baggage.
Yep, they do.
From 234 years ago, some of that baggage is still there.
Right.
We had a clean slate over here, didn't we?
We did.
And is that what's wrong with right now in America, with small business entrepreneurs in America right now, is that we've got too much baggage? We've accumulated too much baggage?
Well, we got to get rid of it.
In the form of those regulations you were talking about? Last thoughts. Go ahead, Bert.
Well, the health care bill, the all sorts of regulations that force a variety of paperwork for just hiring people. Mm-hmm. It makes it so difficult to just hire someone. All the minimum wage laws that come into the picture,
mm-hmm.
all of it work against expanding American business and economic development. Roosevelt tried it. We had 20% unemployment after 2 years of Franklin Roosevelt. It didn't work then, and it's not working now.
And all that... all those comparisons, ladies and gentlemen, is in Burton's new book, New Deal or Raw Deal. I recommend it to you. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to you.
Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Independence Day, America. God bless America. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.